there was people that actually came to North America from Europe many hundreds of years before. They were called Vikings, and my family name comes from their Vikings background. Beach. They are beach people, or they were boat people, or they were called boat people. They were boat people, but if they landed on the beach long enough, they became beach people, or they were called people, or they had another name for it too. And both people, North people, because they came from the North, so they were. That's how people were identified. They were called just people. So, but that means that. So they were. But the Vikings made big boats. They were boat people, basically, and lived with their boats and highly protected their boats. When they did go to a beach and then and other people from the land areas, they were very suspect because Vikings would always protect their boats. And if anybody threatened the boats, they were very to be ready for a big conflict with the people who were protecting them, the Vikings. They were not necessarily peaceful people, but they were peaceful so long as you didn't threaten their boats. And the boats were big boats that could sail the seas. But the Vikings did not have a means of communication, of being able to record things, especially for records that could be killed. And that means that any evidence comes from archaeologists, from finding things that Vikings used and saying that the Vikings were here. And they did have later finding that the Vikings did reach North America in the north, which would be up in what would today be called the Canada area. And they had been there hundreds of years before Columbus reached North America from Spain. On the south end of North America, south part of North America, they came in from the north end. But they're not given credit because they did not have written records. Well, okay, but now we're trying to make some records here in this website. But we're getting the source from different places, from other websites. Much of what we have here is sourced in other websites. In fact, as I'm trying to see whether I think maybe we're trying to limit all my sources to websites. Many sources came from books years ago, but the books that are all being put in the web websites. So it's going on so fast that I feel there's no reason to look into the books or try to take the trouble to read them. Just simply quote what has been posted on the website related to a book. And probably there's a website that's called by the name of the book. So we only search for the website.